Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
It was just over a week ago, about 10 days ago, we spoke to a man on this programme called Paddy, who told us his extraordinary story. And I know you're going to like this because you gave us a massive reaction and gave Paddy a massive reaction at the time. 82-year-old Paddy Delaney was born to an unmarried mother in the 1930s in Ireland and went through a long and often, he told us, a lonely life, believing he had no family in the world at all, no blood relations. It wasn't, he said, until he got his birth cert, and I think he was in his 60s, that he discovered the name of his mother. And it was only thanks to a chance meeting in Croke Park, of all places, and in watching Dublin, when he met John Clare, the great John Clare, that Paddy got one step closer to finding out who he was when John helped him with tracing his family. Paddy never gave up searching. He never gave up asking questions. And today, would you believe it, today, this morning, Maureen Perry flew into Dublin Airport. And Maureen Perry is Paddy Delaney's sister. Paddy and Maureen, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thank you very much.
Paddy, you're there.
Yes, I am indeed.
What an amazing day for you, Paddy.
Well, you know what? This is like a fairy tale. That's what it's like. Honest to God, it's unbelievable that I can see his sister after, 92 years.
It's unbelievable, really.
It is, honest to God.
Because Paddy, and I'll talk to you, Maureen, in just a second. I can't wait to get your version of events. You were telling us, Paddy, just over a week ago, that you went through your life in its entirety up until this point, believing that you had no family at all. What was it like to meet your sister finally today?
Well, it's like waking up in the morning and discover that you have no money, and then you find after about a month that you're loaded. And that's the way it is after meeting my sister. I was dumbfounded.
Well, what is the first thing you said to her, if you can tell us?
I just threw my arms around her and said, "I got a, you're my sister."
By God, I'd say you had some conversation.
Not yet, to tell you the truth. We didn't get a chance with all the photographs being taken and all this being in the presidential suite over in the airport. And we got the full Monty today. Yeah. Thanks to John.
And well deserved, Paddy. Tell me, where did the meeting happen?
Between me and Maureen.
Yeah.
It was in the presidential suite.
In the
hotel.
Oh, in the hotel at the airport. Wow. And Maureen, tell me, from your perspective, you travelled over from London, is that right? Especially to meet Paddy.
I did, yes. I didn't know till 3 weeks ago that he even existed. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't.
And how did you find out, Maureen?
Well, my cousin Amanda wrote me a letter explaining the position, and I had to read the letter twice. I thought, first of all, it was a hoax. But then when I read it through, all the dates and everything were correct. And yes, it was down to Amanda, really. And as soon as I knew that I'd got a brother, I thought, well, I've got to come over straight away and meet him.
Really, straight away? You didn't hesitate for a second?
No, not for 1 second. I just, booked my flight and here I am.
Yeah.
And it's been absolutely brilliant.
Has it, Maureen? Yeah.
What
was your reaction when you saw him, first of all?
Well, when we went into the presidential suite at the airport, we both started crying. We put our arms around each other. And it was overwhelming. It really was.
I know. And to think of all the experiences that you didn't have, I suppose, together.
Well, it's sad, but it's better late than never, isn't it?
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then you're looking at Paddy, I suppose, and Paddy, you're looking at Maureen and trying to figure out, well, are we alike? Do we resemble each other?
Well, the family have said that we do. So, yes, I think we must do. Yeah.
What do you think, Paddy?
I think...
You look alike.
Yeah, we look very. Yeah. Oh. Hello, Sean.
Look, I know it's I know it's difficult on the line as well. That we it's not easy to hear at times. But tell me then, you have so many experiences. You have so many questions for each other, I suppose. But you were telling us, Paddy, that you went through your life, and for large parts of it, you often wonder, do I have blood relations out there? Am I alone in the world? What difference does it make now to finally meet a sister?
Well, I'll tell you, very simple. If I go into hospital, which I have to attend, without having a cerebral bypass and all that, and they ask me, where's your family? What family? And I always said, I haven't got a family in the sense. I've no brothers or sisters. My mother, I don't know where she is. But now they can say, I have a sister. I have cousins. I'm an uncle. It's some great feeling.
And you were telling us last week or just over a week ago, Paddy, that to see your mother's grave would be your dying wish. Is that it?
That's right. And that's going to happen through John.
And will you go together, I wonder? Yourself and Maureen?
How do you mean?
Will you go with Paddy, Maureen, to see your mother's grave?
Oh, of course, yes. He wants to go, and I think it's his right to go.
Mm-hmm. What questions do you have for Paddy, Maureen?
Sorry, what?
What questions do you have for Paddy about his life or his experience?
Well, I want to know everything. I want to know everything that he can remember. You know, I mean, I know quite a bit now because we have been talking. But I think it must have been very sad that he never knew that he was fostered until he was, you know, later on in life. And then, you know, finding out about his background, you know, that he'd been fostered and, you know, that must have been awful for him.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of catching up to do.
That's for sure. And you have to tell him about your family, your own family, Maureen.
Yes.
You have how many, three daughters, is that right?
No, two.
Two daughters, okay.
Yeah.
And many nieces as well.
Well, it's a big family, isn't it? I mean, a lot of them are in Ireland, but yes, there's some in England as well. So yes, it's a very big family altogether.
It's like a fairy tale, Maureen, in a way, isn't it? What do your daughters think of Paddy and the long-lost brother that you have?
Well, I think they felt the same as I did, that, you know, it's just amazing that we never knew about this. I always felt quite lonely as a child. I would have loved to have had a brother.
Really?
But, you know, it's happened now, so it would have been lovely if it had been years ago, but at least it's now, and we're both alive, and that's the main thing, isn't it? We just have to try and catch up.
Paddy was telling us on the programme, Maureen, that he often went through periods of loneliness as well, and that he also always questioned, where are my siblings if I have them? Where is my family? Did you have similar questions throughout your life, Maureen?
Well, I just always accepted that my mother said she only had me. So I never even questioned it. I just thought, well, that's how it was, you know. So, yeah, it would have been nice if she'd confided in me and left to life, but she took that secret to her grave, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. And do you understand now, are you understanding of her predicament? Because Paddy was telling us he has no ill will towards your mother at all. But what are your thoughts now? Do you wish she did confide in you?
I think when I grew up, I think she should have confided in me. I can understand at the time, I mean, we don't know the circumstances. It was probably the only thing she could do. But, you know, in later life, it would have been nice if she'd confided in me. And then, you know, I could have made inquiries and Paddy and I would have had more years together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better now than never, isn't it?
Well, for sure. And it's a happy ending. I wonder why she didn't, Maureen.
Well, I think it was to do with how life was in those days. It was a dreadful sin to have a child out of wedlock, and she probably couldn't manage. And unfortunately, you know, that was the only thing she could do.
Yeah. It was cruel, wasn't it, in a way? Horrible, misplaced shame, wasn't that it?
Yes, and I think, you know, coming from a Catholic family, you know, that would have been like, oh, a mortal sin, wouldn't it? Absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about what you've planned now, Paddy. This is day one, I think, of a 5-day trip for you both. Is that right?
Yes.
So what's on the agenda? Where will you go?
Well, I've actually cut out to that because we don't know until tomorrow, and that's the way it works.
Okay,
well, we'll take it from day to day, you know.
Well, do you know what? It's probably better that you keep some detail for yourselves within the family, so to speak, Paddy and Maureen, and not tell the nation. You've told the nation enough of your story, I think, for the moment anyway.
No problem in telling people my story.
Well, that's for sure. Because
if it helps others that get off that seat and try and do something about it, they're going to be left exactly the way I am before I just said to John, go for it. And he went for it.
Well, thank God you left the match early.
There's going to be an awful lot out there now that probably will listen to this and they say, ah, bugger it. But it won't happen for you unless you try.
Yeah, and you're a testament to that. Well, thank God you left that match early a couple of years ago in Croke Park, Paddy Delaney. Look, we'll leave it there. We'll leave you to the presidential suite and to your hugs and your stories and the love that you share now as brother and sister. It is a fantastic story and I wish you all the happiness and the love in the world. Brother and sister, Paddy Delaney and Maureen Perry, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Drive Time.